Welcome to Jam Live, the show featuring concerts and events presented by Junction Arts and Music Society in Haines Junction, Yukon. I am Maria Leniak. Hello, and welcome to another Jam Live show. And it's special. The first half of a two-part presentation featuring a unique jazz project fronted by two internationally respected French artists, saxophone player Olivier de Colombel and jazz guitarist Romain Fitoussi, and backed up by three well-respected Yukon musicians. In their early 20s, Olivier and Romain attended the Paris Conservatory of Music together, which led to 5 years of weekly gigs in a small jazz bar. In 2013, their musical collaboration came to a sudden end when Olivier found the love of his life in Canada's north and moved from Paris, France to Whitehorse, Yukon. Although he had not even known where the Yukon was on the map, he settled comfortably into his new home and quickly made a name for himself in the local music scene. Despite the musical breakup in Paris, Olivier and Romain stayed in touch. When Olivier suggested to his friend that he should come to the Yukon, visit, and play some music, Romain did not hesitate for a second to accept the invitation. It was late October 2016 when Romain arrived in the Yukon for a two-week visit. Romain had introduced Olivier to the music of the late American jazz saxophonist Thomas Chapin. Olivier loved it, so I guess it was only natural that the two friends hashed out the idea of a Thomas Chapin tribute and to perform in a number of Yukon communities. No time was wasted to start the preparation for the Thomas Chapin tribute project. Amazingly, after only a couple of rehearsals with musicians, pianist Daniel Jank, bassist Paul Bergman, and drummer Lonnie Powell, the quintet was ready to go on tour. Their inspiration, Thomas Chapin, had been a hugely respected avant-garde saxophonist and composer on the New York scene and abroad. In the early 80s, Chapin was Lionel Hampton's musical director and lead saxophone player. In 1989, he formed his own group, the Thomas Chapin Trio, and was soon performing at festivals and clubs around the world, and most notably on the big world stages in the US, Europe, Canada, and Japan. Sadly, he died of leukemia in 1998 at the young age of 40, though he left us a legacy of 15 albums in his own name. Now, after this rather long intro, here is that special French Yukon collaboration, performing music inspired by Thomas Chapin. Enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Jam Live, and you are listening to a tribute performance to the late American jazz saxophonist Thomas Chapin. This project is a collaboration between Olivier de Colombel, tenor and soprano saxophone, Romain Fitoussi on guitar, Daniel Jank, keyboard, piano, and percussion, Paul Bergman, upright bass, and Lonnie Powell on drums. We recorded their fantastic performance at the St. Elias Convention Center in Haines Junction, Yukon, on November 12, 2016.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Romain Fitoussi on guitar. Larnie Powell on drums. Paul Bergman on bass. Daniel Jenk on piano, keyboard, and percussion. Thank you.
Olivier de Colombe.
Thank you so much.
You have been listening to a live performance by the Thomas Chapin Tribute Quintet. We still have a little time left, so why don't we listen to music by Winter Trio from Whitehorse? Winter Trio are Daniel Jenk and Paul Bergman, who we've been listening to as members of the Thomas Chapin Tribute Quintet, joined by Ken Searcy. To round out the show, we've selected Falling Again, written by Daniel Jenk. This track is from their self-titled debut CD, released in 2015. This show was written and produced by Dieter Gade and brought to you by Junction Arts and Music. I am Maria Leniak. If you've enjoyed this show, you will find the second part of the Thomas Chapin Tribute Project on our website, junctionjam.ca. Hitting the tab to the Jam Live page gets you to this and more than 60 episodes of live music with background info for every episode. Thanks for listening.